Hey, thanks for listening to the Bold Centennial Podcast, the podcast where I share about my week and what I've learned that I believe is important to know or just fascinating in general. The show where there's a little something for everyone. Now let's jump in.
Welcome. My name is Sandy Badu, and in this episode, I want to talk about gift ideas and how to come up with good ideas, because I know that trying to find like actually good presents for Christmas can be really difficult at times. So I just want to discuss that. So let's jump right in. First off, I'm so happy that Christmas is coming up. I love this time of the year, mostly just for the fact that I love decorating the Christmas tree and putting up decor and looking at all the lights, both in my house and like driving to different neighborhoods and looking at those. And it's honestly just so much fun for me. I also just generally love gift giving for other people. I always have, but over the last few years, I honestly get more excited about giving gifts than actually receiving them. And that's not to say I don't love when my family and friends actually do gift things to me, because it does make me feel very appreciated and thankful when I do get gifts. But there's something so fun for me to pick out items that I think someone will like, or just listening into the conversations and things they point out to actually get them the gifts that they've mentioned maybe like weeks or months ago, or like I said, just listening into who they are and figuring out what it is and things that they just wouldn't expect me to gift them. And to me, that's a lot of fun. It's like a little baby challenge, but like that's the kind of challenge I like to accept, and not the I'm going in this completely blankly and have no idea what I'm trying to get you. So I guess this episode will be a little bit about how to hopefully better steer the boat and get you something that's more easy to gift, I guess. So this year, I actually full-on struggled to come up with gifts for myself. And my stepfamily and my mom and my sister kept asking me what I wanted, and I had absolutely no idea. And I think that's because also with age comes more money, and I can kind of buy myself whatever I want, and I splurge on myself whenever I kind of want to. So when it comes to Christmas, don't really have any specific ideas. So I decided to tell my sister and my mom this year to just get me whatever they think I would like, or whatever they think reminds them of me. And that's honestly what I have done with one of my best friends, April. I've definitely mentioned her before, but she finally came over last week for a few days, and it was the absolute best time ever. But we ended up decorating the Christmas tree together alongside my mom, because she had never gotten a real Christmas tree before. And we both decided to have like this mini Christmas celebration together and give each other our gifts while we are actually finally face to face with each other. Let me just say, it was so much fun. I think her and I just get each other so well, and I think we just listen to each other, and it just makes gift giving so much easier, because we try to think about things that the other person likes, and we try to find something for like those things. So I'll kind of expand that a bit after, but I think a lot of people just try to gift each other, I don't know, either very incredibly, not to say not meaningful, but like sometimes like you try so hard to think of the most perfect item that you just get stuck. Or sometimes people think that you have to do something more luxury or something pricier just for the fact that it's a higher price tag. But sometimes more meaningful and things that people just fully won't expect are just smaller things or just generally more thoughtful items. And those can sometimes be the most special. So first off, when it comes to planning gifts, I usually always write down throughout the year different presents that people, I guess, mention. It's not presents that they mention, but it's different things that they end up pointing out that they've always wanted, that they really find interesting, that they really like, that they like but don't want to splurge on. Whatever the case may be, if it gives me an idea for a possible present in the future, I will write it down. And I usually just do that on my phone. And then throughout the year, that way, if something random comes up, like a birthday or Christmas or anything else that we end up for some reason needing a gift for, I have a list of ideas right at my fingertips, literally. And I love doing this because when it comes for presents, or when it comes time for presents, I can have some ideas in the back of my head, and sometimes that doesn't work because sometimes, for example, they will have already bought it for themselves, or it's just not like a valid present idea anymore. But sometimes it's what really helps you out too. For example, for my friend April and my family, I had no real ideas until I fully started planning for them. Because for them, I don't know, I just didn't really have any ideas throughout the year, or also their birthdays and certain celebrations were kind of nearby to where if I had any ideas, I probably already gifted to them. So I kind of started from fresh. And what I just did was that I had a few ideas for my other friends. And so I got them those. But for April and my family, I just kind of had to pull from my different ideas and by listening to them, and not from this continuous list that I make throughout the year, which does make it so much easier. But like I said, sometimes it doesn't work out that way. So I do have that continuous list on my phone, but then when I start planning actual gifts, when it comes to the holidays, I will always write it. For some reason, I like this on paper, but I will always write either on a small page or like a mini notebook, the name of everyone that I need so that I know I'm not missing out on anyone. And then I just start writing a bunch of ideas. So it could be ideas that I've already pulled from my phone throughout the year. It could be fresh ideas. It could be whatever it is. I just start throwing out ideas. And that doesn't mean I'll get those exact ideas or everything on the list by any means, but they are just kind of options or starting points for different ideas. For example, April and I, we started like really getting into plants over quarantine. If you guys have seen any of my pictures or whatnot, I literally have my room covered in plants right now, and I love them so much. And I ended up starting to use hydrogel beads, or also known as Orbeez, for my cuttings. And I remember I was FaceTiming her, and we just had so much fun watching these Orbeez grow, and it just reminded us of when we were little. And we were just talking about it a bunch that I decided that could be such a random little stocking stuffer for her. And it's something that was cheaper. It's something that wasn't super crazy, but it did kind of feed this little love of plants that I knew that I could, I guess, like help out. So this Orbeez was something super fun. And like I said, it's not anything crazy, but I hope that that's something super random that she ends up loving that she could maybe use for her future cuttings or other plants as well. And yeah, I also debated once this jacket from Hollister. I absolutely loved it. It was a puffer jacket. And when I showed it to her, she absolutely loved it too. She found it in a different color, which I hadn't even seen. And she was like, this would be so cute. And I just kind of ultimately decided that a puffer jacket in San Diego, when I already kind of had two of them, was just not something that I needed to spend my money on. But because of how she seemed to love it, and she lives somewhere where it does get colder throughout winter, I decided I would gift it for her. So I ended up buying it for her, and she absolutely didn't inspect it. She kind of wanted to buy it for herself, but also didn't want to spend the money for herself. And I decided that that was something that I could definitely do. And I think that's the easiest thing when someone doesn't give you solid gift ideas, which April and I, we never explicitly tell each other what we want. The best way is to just listen to each other and understand any hobbies, either new or old ones, that they may love. I told her I love this palette. I bought another friend for a birthday, but that I didn't buy it for myself because I have way too many palettes, and that I just didn't think that I deserved spending the money on another palette for myself. But guess what? She also thought that I deserved the gift that I didn't think I deserved for myself. So I ended up gifting her that jacket. She got me this palette. And that was just one of the little presents that are just like things we didn't explicitly tell each other we wanted, but we happened to have mentioned it. We both listened to each other and just got it for each other. She also knows I love cocktails. I love making cocktails. It's so much fun for me to pretend like I'm a little bartender. And I love creating little drinks. And so she ended up getting me these two types of cocktail glasses. And they aren't anything fancy or over the top, but they have to do with something that I genuinely love and love doing. And it's meaningful in that way, is that she understands who I am and that she is able to buy me something that kind of goes with that. And so that's just something to, I guess, think about when you buy presents for other people is to think about what they love or what they have vaguely pointed out before or maybe kind of forgot about too. So I remembered that palette, but I just kind of dropped it in my head. I was like, I'm not going to get this palette. I'm not going to buy it. It's whatever. Like, it was a cool palette while it was cool. But then she ended up getting for me, which is super nice. She also made me a box of little notes of memories together. Super random ones at times, some special ones, some little inside jokes, whatever they may be. It's just a box of a bunch of random notes, basically. And it was super, super thoughtful. And I love every night just choosing a few of those little notes to open up. And I've done the same idea to others in the past. And honestly, gifts like that are some things that don't cost a ton. You can make it into something super cute, a super cute box if you want to. Get as creative as you want, but something that that's fairly inexpensive to make, but it honestly is so thoughtful, and I love every single night, sometimes every single morning, to just open another note and just kind of see what she has to say. Another thing is sometimes you want to spoil people a little extra. For example, my mom. First off, I told my mom to not listen to this episode until after Christmas. So mom, if you're still here, I am warning you now that if you are listening to this on December 24th or before, exit out and listen to next week's podcast. Now, if you are not my mom or it's Christmas Day and after, keep listening. You are free to do so. I kept telling her to add quote unquote better things to the Christmas list that she was giving me, because she kept adding a lot of random items, which, like I said, sometimes random items are what you want, but she kept adding like books and socks and PJs. And as much as I love that, as much as I could get that for her, I think that it's like one of those things, especially I think when gifting to your parents, is that they don't never want to put something on the list that's kind of too expensive for you to get them, but they just don't know how far to go. But I knew I wanted to spoil her a little bit more. So she bought me a Kindle 2 years ago, and my mom has really been into reading over the last year. I've seen her read a lot of books. She's been debating like Audible and other things because she really likes it. So I decided that instead of buying her a few books and random items, I would get her a Kindle. Since I knew she's also asked about mine before, she asked how I like it. She asked like, is it easy to bring along, easy to read on it? She's mentioned that it seems super easy to have like all the books in one place, and that she kind of is buying a bunch of books and then they end up like just collecting in a different area. So she's always mentioned it, but she's never like fully gone through with Kindle or like proceeded to think about it more. So like I said, she didn't ask me for it, but I knew that it fit what she liked and that I could get her a bunch of different books, or I could get her this Kindle, which is something that she's thought about and not wanting to buy it for herself, and that instead I would get her that and a gift card to actually buy the books that she did want, but also accompanying her is the Kindle, which is something a little bit more extra, which she didn't want to put on the list, but that I thought would fit her really well. All this to say that I think people put a lot of pressure on buying gifts, but I really don't think it should be that stressful. If you listen to people, even just like a month before Christmas, you should start getting ideas. If you are extra and have a note on your phone for ideas that randomly come up throughout the year, it definitely makes it a lot easier as well, but you don't have to do this. If you're really stuck on what specifically to get them, think of things they love, already have a lot of, or that could complement a hobby that they currently have. And like I said, if it's an old hobby, they could be missing some different like supplies or things like that. And if it's a new one, they probably don't have a lot of materials to like finish that hobby. So if they love, for example, baking, get them some tools or recipe books or maybe like a course for something. If they have a lot of, for example, makeup palettes, which trust me, I have so many that I'm not going to have any of them probably hit pan for years. But I'd still love to get some because I love makeup. So if they get me more, I'm surely not going to complain. I'm probably not going to spend it on myself anymore because I don't necessarily need to. But if you gift me some, I will be extremely happy. So that's another thing where, yes, I have a lot of them, but that's probably a good sign that I have a lot of them. It means I like it. So if they have a lot of something, perhaps get them something more of whatever they already obviously like. It's a good sign if they love it and would be happy to receive it as a gift. Now, I think that's all I have for you today on this topic. And if you have a quick second, please rate and review this podcast. And if you want to stick around, the second portion of the podcast is a quick weekly summary. This week has honestly been so great. Probably one of my favorite weeks in a very long time, if I'm being honest. My friend, like I said, April, she visited me on Wednesday night after a shift and my shift, and she left Monday also night. So it was an amazing time. We hadn't seen each other in exactly 311 days. Yes, I calculated it. I just knew it had been so long. I think the last time we were together was towards the end of January. So the first month of 2020, and then we were supposed to see each other in March, and then COVID hit, and we backed out, and then we finally took our precautions and decided to just finally be together again, and the 5 days together felt like they lasted no time at all. I kid you not. It feels like she's been with me for about 2 days and decided to leave after, but that's okay. We had a blast. With that said, we had a good balance between really busy days. I think we tried to really plan out our days, go to different areas, get to just explore different things, but then chill at night. We usually got to have some cocktails and movies and TV shows. We started watching a lot of Queer Eye, which we always try to like Netflix party Queer Eye, but actually being together means that we got to watch like, I think 5 or 6 episodes in those few days. And also started watching Hoarders, which was very interesting. But episode 1, it really got to us. But yes, it was just finally nice to finally be with her again and go out and visit new coffee shops and other places that I don't usually go to on my own. I don't feel like I usually explore too many neighborhoods in San Diego. I feel like I stick to like the same 3, maybe 4. And then, yeah, I just, on my days off, I kind of just like chill or do what I have to do, and I don't really adventure. So it's really fun whenever she's over. I kind of make it a purpose to find new cute places. And like I said earlier, we also really got into plants. I've always loved a bunch of succulents. I've had a ton of succulents since I was little. Some of them have died since. Some of them I've been able to upkeep. I've had this one cactus since I was probably in 3rd grade. But unfortunately, my mom killed, I think, my first year in college. But that cactus was thriving until she overwatered it. But mom, I understand. But yeah, I've just always loved having some type of plants. And succulents was just a great thing to start off with. And then once kind of COVID hit, I started really getting into herbs, and my basil is still thriving and making so many new leaves. And then at some point I started getting her into it, her as in April, and now we both have mini jungles in our room. We already did a bit before, but then we kept visiting nurseries while she was here, and I think we bought like 5 or 6 more plants together, and they just make me, and I know they make her, so happy. Think about it this way. Plant, taking care of plants, seeing them grow, seeing them thrive, it's like self-care. You put some love into them, they give you some love back. And then, yes, I do expect that at some point I will kill one and I will be very, very, very sad. But in the meantime, they make me so happy to find new plants, new cute plants, visiting nurseries with a bunch of plants, and it's a great time. And that's another thing too, super random side note, but I had no idea what I wanted for Christmas from my stepfam. And they wanted more specific ideas, so I ended up just asking them for a bunch of random plant things from like tools, pots, hangers, cuttings, just a bunch of random things, and they get to do with that what they want. But that was just something to fulfill another one of my new loves, plants. And I'm so excited for more plants, so excited for these random tools because they just get to help me out in my plant love. So if you have something that you love and you really don't know what you want, maybe just try to do those bunch of like random things. So yes, but with that, this concludes this episode. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. Bye, guys.
So that's a wrap. Thank you for tuning in to the Bold Centennial Podcast, and I hope you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you're listening this to. Any reviews and feedback help me out greatly. I hope to see you next week as I share more about my life and new things I learn every day. Bye, thank you.